Aloha and welcome. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. So, welcome everyone. Before we get started, I just want to make sure that you can hear us and see us. So, anyone who's on the webcast, if you wouldn't mind just typing in that little box, I can see you and hear you. I can see you and hear you. If you can just share that, then we know that we are definitely on and all is well. Sometimes strange things happen on these calls. And we will continue with our wonderful adventures. How are you doing, Michelle?
I am doing really good. I just was outside taking a nice walk. It's a really sunny, beautiful day here.
Yeah, I was just out as well, wandering around in the jungles. Hawaii, we're so blessed. There we go. I can see you and hear you. Lots of people from all over the place sharing. So lovely to see that. Fantastic. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the call. Michelle and I have created a powerful presentation for you here, and we haven't rehearsed this. We are not scripting it. We're not like these stiff people that are just here to read off a script. This is the real deal. And in this call, you're going to discover how to really get in touch with your true calling and get paid in under 6 months without selling out, without selling your soul. And we just want you to take full advantage of this synchronistic moment that you've attracted into your life, because realize that we're all co-creating this reality together. And as much as we're here in Hawaii talking to you, you're also, you've created this, you've pulled this to yourself. You know, we're being inspired to do this because of you. So it's very bizarre when you think about how deep this really is. So what are we going to teach them in this call, Michelle?
We're going to teach people how to actually, you know, realize that they've got amazing gifts to share and that the only thing holding them back is their self, and to share with them the exact steps of what it took to make it happen so that they can get their gifts out there into the world and move beyond all the stuff that's holding them back so they can get out of suffering and into joy and abundance and be able to make the impact and difference that they want in the world.
That's awesome. All within a very short amount of time. So a quick introduction is just a little picture of me with David Wolf, one of the co-founders of Superhero Training. And for the last 7 years, I've been living in Hawaii, doing what I love, serving thousands of people all over the world through Superhero Training and other programs I've created. I'm known as the Awakenpreneur, a spiritual teacher who helps people awaken spiritually and make a difference and get their work out into the world and create the impact and income that they love. So many people have this message inside of them, but they just don't know how to do it. So we help people experience that higher consciousness, go deep within, and then get it out there. And I'm also the co-founder of Superhero Training with Nick Good, co-founder of Onbar Chocolate Company, best-selling author, mentor to spiritual entrepreneurs. And I've also created tons of programs and courses over the last 7 years, and there's a little picture there with Nick and myself. Nick and I go back a long, long way, and he actually wasn't able to make the call. He's traveling, but he's done a special audio to go along with this call, which we'll tell you about at the end of this call. Michelle, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So I am Michelle Pearson, and I am a superhero. I have been with the training now for the last 3.5 years, and I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but now I live here in Hawaii, and I basically help other entrepreneurs and budding entrepreneurs to be able to work through all of the things that hold them back so they can get it together and be able to generate the income that they want so that they can have a freedom-based lifestyle to be able to do the things that they love and to make a difference in the world. I've, you know, spoke – oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just about to sing your praises there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I do other projects and things. I'm multi-passionate, but the training, you know, I just love the people and the difference that it makes in their lives, and it changed my life in a monumental way that I just continue to stick with it and continue to support the mission because I just love everything about it, and I love how it helps people. So that's all I want to say.
Yeah, Michelle's awesome. She's been working with us for 3.5 years, and she's going to share her story, amazing story, with you in this call. So here's what you're going to learn in this presentation. You're going to discover your unique purpose so that you can create an amazing life while remaining true to yourself. We never want to let go of that depth and that true to ourselves. We should never be selling out to live our life purpose. It doesn't make sense. You're going to learn how to follow your heart and share your unique gifts without selling out so you can get paid for making a difference in the world. And you're going to learn how to overcome fear and social anxiety of putting yourself out there so you can finally break free and meet your true soul family, to connect with people who don't judge you and don't think you're terrible and are not trying to put you down all the time. And the reason this is so important to do right now is because most of the secrets that we've learned are dead wrong. We've been lied to by lots of teachers and gurus, and the mainstream culture, of course, has been telling us all sorts of nonsense. So we want to overcome those misconceptions that we've kind of been brainwashed with. And also, your life is simply far too precious to waste. You know, right now, every single second is absolutely crucial, and time seems to be getting faster and faster. So if we're not doing what we came here to do, then what are we doing with our lives, you know? And we're living in a crazy world where people are losing their jobs, losing their minds, and it's actually much safer to make sure that your financial destiny is in your own hands. So if you're stuck in a job and in a situation, it's, you know, it's a good idea to get out of that as soon as you can so you're in charge of your life. And also, right now, people need your help. So if you have something to offer the world, then, you know, there's people everywhere around you who are needing some help. So it's really important to get on with it. Is this call for you? Do you want to read these, Michelle, these slides, these points? Make sure that people are on the right call.
Yeah, I don't know if actually I'm seeing the slides that are up to date. There's a little bit of a drag. Oh, here we go. Yeah, there's a slight drag here with the internet connection, but I do see the slide that says, is this for you? Right there, right?
Yeah. Let's just make sure that people on here are the right people for this call.
Yeah, totally. So this call is for you if you are a spiritually minded person that has a mission. It's a deep burning desire where you want to be of service, you want to help others, and you want to have an awesome life. It is also for you if you are tired of settling for less than what you know you deserve, and you want to finally just break free from all that drama and do what you really want each day and be able to live your life to feel alive. And this call is also for you if you're ready to just put your foot down and make it happen. You're ready to do what it takes. And it's, you know, it's not easy, but you want to learn the real things that you need to do to have the life that you want.
Absolutely. And it's also for you if you want to be financially in charge of your destiny and you want to use your unique talents to help people. And you're tired of people pleasing, you know. One of the things people said to us is they're stuck in situations where they're people-pleasing and worried about things. So if you want to just get over that and just get on with it, because there's people who really care about you who you're not connecting with, then this is absolutely essential to be on this call. And do you want to get real deal with you, real clear? You know, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme, scam call. This isn't about some nonsense that you've already been sold, this terrible, disgusting things that people are putting out there. This is not the secret type stuff where we're just going to tell you to sit around and imagine that you've got $1 million and hope it appears in your mailbox tomorrow morning. Yeah, all that bullshit that you've heard about, we're not into that. Okay, like, this is the wrong place for these things. This isn't for you, you know, if you're someone who's like just wanting to get all this stuff for free and never investing and not willing to do the work. You know, some people just want to do nothing and somehow everything's given to them. You know, if you're thinking that way, then go and do something else. And let's be honest, our results are not typical. What we've achieved in our lives is far beyond what a lot of people have. And many people who buy or try to do any of these kind of programs won't get what they want. They won't make any money and they won't discover their life purpose. And that's just one of those facts of life. So we're just being totally upfront about this. And the confession to make is that we do have an advantage over most people. We are in a situation where we've got a name, people know about us. It's easy for us to make money, to put stuff out there, to help people, to do coaching programs and live our life purpose. And that is an advantage we have now. But to be quite honest, it wasn't like this always. So I'm just going to share a quick story with you so you can look deeper into how we got where we are, how we ended up living our dreams in Hawaii and serving people all over the world. So not so long ago, I was in England. So I was a meditation expert in crisis. You know, I'd been doing meditation for about 7 years, and I was actually feeling completely heartbroken. This picture here is a window. I used to stare out of that window for hours. I'd have my arms leaning over the edge of the window, and I'd just be looking at this gray road and people walking past. And I felt like my meditation practice wasn't working at all. I was depressed, I was broke, I was lost, I wasn't doing what I wanted to do, and I felt like all this spiritual stuff I've been doing all these years was pointless. It was devastating to me because I had all these dreams and all these ideas that things would work out, and it was just one of the most miserable times of my life. And I thought, I need to get out of this somehow. So, and I heard about online business. You know, I remember reading something online or being told about it. And so I bought some of these get rich quick scheme internet business package things that you've probably seen, maybe even bought them. And it was all scam. And I was like, I can't do this. I wanted to help people. I wanted to actually share something useful. I can't just be scamming Google and trying to do all this stuff. And I couldn't pay anything. I was totally broke. And I was working my ass off doing stuff I didn't like, and it wasn't bringing me any money. And I thought, well, let me try and write a book about spirituality and about all these things. But because I wasn't actually living what I was writing about, I felt like a fake, you know. And there's a lot of books out there written by people who are not the real deal. And I couldn't bring myself to actually publish it or let anyone have this stuff because I hadn't really embodied it. And everything I tried just wasn't working. And I was there in England in this little room looking out this window. I literally was lying down on the floor a lot of the time in a fetal position, just lying on the floor I've never felt that bad in my life. Like I couldn't do anything. I tried to work hard and I didn't know why it got so bad and why couldn't I make any money. My girlfriend who I loved so much at the time, she started seeing my best friend who lived with me, which is devastating and just killing me. So I was just had everything hammered at me all at the same time. And I ended up going into the park near my house. So this was going on for about 3 months and I just didn't know what to do. So I remember going out to the park and I was looking up at the sky. And I was so tired of these months and months and months of constant misery that I actually said to God, I said, please take me away from this world. You know, it's actually tearing me up a little bit talking about this. And I'd rather be dead, you know, if I have to put up with this anymore, I'd rather be dead. And something magical happened in that moment, and I kind of felt like I'd, in some level, died. You know, I was literally willing to, like, leave my body and not come back again. But then then I got all this power, all this grace, all this love came through. And I gave up victim consciousness. I decided that's enough. And I decided to focus my energy. I was tired of just lying around like in this sort of misery. And I just didn't care. So I don't care what anyone else thinks of me. I don't care if no one believes in me. I'm going to do it anyway. And I committed to learn what it actually took. And I didn't care how hard it was. And I didn't care how long it took for it to work. I was like, that's it. I'm going to do this no matter what. I can't carry on like I have been. And I got all this energy back. I felt all this lightness and all this inspiration. And so I invested, I kind of used my credit card, got these loans and stuff, invested in the most hardcore practices I could learn. This is like the stuff we're teaching in Subhuro training, more advanced than what I learned then, but started really, really, really applying it. Invested money I didn't have to buy rare courses about how to actually really make money and help people and make a difference. And I committed to actually following these teachings properly, not just half-assed, learning a little bit, giving up, but actually doing it properly. And after applying that for less than 6 months, I was in Hawaii. There's a picture of me there on the beach, totally stoked. I was having my coconut water and raw chocolate and smoothies and fresh foods. You know, I was wandering around in nature and, living the life, and had the income that I wanted. I set up a bunch of online businesses. This is one of them here, my early ones, where I was helping people with audio programs and teaching the stuff that I'd learned that actually I'd applied and was working. And then we started other programs, and since then it's just been getting better and better and better, you know, and it all came from applying. And now that I'm over here, you know, having learned all this stuff and gone through this, you know, terrible process initially, and I have my own needs met, then I'm just here to help others embrace their dream. You know, once you've attained things in your life that are so meaningful and you have your needs met, then what's left is service. So the reason I'm here is just to serve. You know, I love nature, but now I'm just here to help other people have their needs met. And it just brings me so much joy, more than anything else, more than the money, more than anything. It's just getting testimonials and praise. I really don't even like my inbox most of the time because there's too many emails. But what I do love about what I do is I get all these emails and all these praise coming from people every day, over and over again, changing real people's lives. And so it's a joy for me to be sharing from Subhuro Training with you. It's a picture of me, Nick and Michelle here. And during this journey, you know, as we started Subhuro Training, we needed help to grow the business and to have help. And we put out a thing that said, who wants to help us? Does anyone believe in our mission? Does anyone want to help us? And that's how Michelle Pearson, there she is, isn't she lovely? We love Michelle. That's how Michelle came on the scene. And so I'm just going to have Michelle share her story, because it's truly awesome about how she ended up where she is. And go for it, Michelle.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, so I guess where I'd like to start is, there's lots of little details, but I'm just going to give you the main points today so that you can really find yourself in this story. And although it may not be the same thing that you're going through, you can probably find elements of yourself through that, and to give you tips that you can apply right away to start to be able to put things in action. So I had been living in Philadelphia, and I had been there for like 10 or 11 years. And at that time, I just started up a raw food business. So I was teaching around town, helping people to prepare the food. I had a meal service. I was doing just all sorts of things around helping people to improve their health and their life. And that was going well for a while, and then, but I was also working lots of other jobs. So I had like three other jobs. I was doing nightclub promotion, I was bakery, delivery driver. I was just doing like lots of stuff, but my passion was around helping people to become healthier. So the raw foods was starting to like lead me where I wanted to go. And eventually, though, I was living with my boyfriend at the time. We were together for a long time, and then things just started to kind of fall away. It was really weird. Like, nothing started to work for me anymore, and it was just became a big struggle. I started running out of money, and then we ended up breaking up. I was devastated. I was so devastated. It was a pretty low point. I can actually relate to what you were saying, Michael, about when you got down on the ground in the cocoon, because I did that as well, and I was just in so much pain and agony because I really loved this person, and we broke up, and I was just lost and confused in what to do, and I wasn't really passionate about the raw food thing anymore because what it had done is evolved to more self-help, you know, personal development, spiritual development work. I had been studying that for the previous 7 years, and I'd gotten to a point where I, you know, had done a lot of work on myself and I wanted to help other people. So I started to move out of the raw food thing. We broke up and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, I didn't really have the income to sustain myself. And then my intuition was like, you know, you just need to move back home. And that was the craziest thing ever because I had been on my own since I was 18 and I was 28 at the time. And I loved my independence and living in the city. You know, there's that picture there of beautiful Philadelphia where I would go nightclubbing and, you know, do all sorts of fun things and go to these like cultural events and festivities. And then I was going to move back home to, it's kind of a rural area where you need a car to get around. There's nothing to do out there. And it was like going backwards. It didn't make any sense at all. And all my friends, you know, had these opinions around what I should do. I should get this job, that office job. But I was just really tired of being in these jobs that didn't give me any satisfaction. You know, it was like slowly killing me. And I would even cry sometimes before I would go into these jobs. I would say prayers because I'm a very sensitive person, a strong person, but sensitive to energy and stuff. And so I couldn't take it anymore. And I'm like, I can't do this. So I moved back home, ended up moving in with my mother and her husband, who I didn't really get along with, but my intuition told me it was the best thing to do. And there's that picture there of a couch, and that's the couch that I stayed on for the 2 years while I lived there. So I went from, like, this, you know, nice, fancy city life, you know, living in one of the best parts of the city, to going back home, sleeping on the couch in this little basement where my mother, who is a hairstylist, she had her station down there, and I would wake up to chemical perms and smells in the morning. So needless to say, I was in a nightmare, and I was really depressed. I was upset, and it was just a really awful time. And actually, shortly thereafter, my mother got diagnosed with cancer. She has since survived, and she's doing great now, thank God. But it was just a really intense, heavy time for all of us in the family. I'm sure you can imagine with all of this going on, and then they're wondering, like, what are you doing with your life? Why are you sleeping on the couch? And I just didn't know what I wanted. I was completely confused and in a lot of pain, and there were many days where I would just cry and cry and cry, and I was in this victim mentality. And then one day, everything changed, and I had went out to the city, and there was a slide there of a refinery, and that was the refinery that I would look at where I would wait for the train to go into the city. So here I am, like, looking at this view with all these chemicals being pumped into the air. I'm going into the city, go hang out with some friends, you know, usual shenanigans, go out, you know, like mindless stuff, you know, just superficial conversations and stuff like that. So I came home from this, and I was in the basement, and I looked around at my life, and I just, like, snapped. I was like, I can't take this anymore. I just cannot live like this. And I got down on my knees, I cried, and I prayed to God, and I surrendered. And that's one of the things that you need to do. So if you're in a situation that you don't like, it's less than desirable, you need to give it up to the divine. You need to give it up to God and surrender. So I surrendered and I got down on my knees and I sent out a powerful prayer. And I made a powerful decision that night that I was willing to do whatever it took to get out of that situation. And all I wanted to do was to be able to have a life of freedom where I could share my gifts with others and be able to make a difference and be of service in the world. And shortly thereafter, I think it was even that night, I checked my email, and that was the call that Michael had referred to where they had asked if there were people that wanted to help intern. And I won't go into all the details because of the time here, but I will say that a few years prior, when the Amazing Grace book came out, I started to read that, and I had a premonition that I would then go to work with the superhero training in some way, and I had no idea how it would all come together. So it's kind of funny where your soul already knows, it usually subtly speaks to you what is going to happen to you in the future and what you need to do. So it ended up all coming true. I ended up working for the training, and that was because I surrendered and I got clear on what I wanted. So before that, I was confused and I was just drifting in life and I didn't know what I wanted, and that's why I spent those 2 years on the couch. And I was trying to do a lot of this on my own. As I mentioned, I was studying personal development material, spiritual development material for 7 years, and I got into raw foods and exercise and all that, and I made a lot of headway, but the problem was I plateaued, and that was because I didn't have any support. There wasn't really anyone in my life that was supportive of that lifestyle. I was living on the East Coast, and they were just starting to hear about raw foods and healthy living, and so I ended up, you know, slightly going back off track and getting into certain old ways again. And when I got back into the superhero training, that helped to expedite the process. So just to share with you some quick steps that I took that you can apply today, I surrendered. I got clear on what I wanted. I wrote, you know, like I did like a 30-minute exercise where I wrote, if time and money weren't an object and I could do anything that I wanted to do in the world, what would an ideal day look like? And I wrote that I would, you know, be in a tropical climate, I'd be eating exotic fruits, I'd be drinking coconut water, I'd be working online, I would be serving people all around the world to awaken to their gifts and to be able to get paid to do what they love and to have the freedom. So I got clear. And then after that, I asked myself, you know, what's the solution to getting out of this mess? Because a lot of times we get stuck in our own drama and then we keep asking why. And why is the worst question we can ask ourselves, because then we just stay stuck asking why and it never solves anything. So I asked myself, what's the solution to get out of this? And once I came up with the solution of, hey, I want to move to Hawaii, I want to do this, the opportunity presented itself, which it will once you get clear, then the universe knows what to deliver you. And then I took massive action to do whatever it took, because I was in such a bad state that, you know, I remember one time I was at the train station, and I think it was a full moon. I remember looking at it. It was such a lucid moon, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I screamed. I remember I was at the train station. It was midnight. I'd just gotten out of this job. I feel like I need to tell this short version of the story. I was a server in one of my many jobs, you know, serving in a restaurant. I made $17, and it took me like an hour and a half to get there. I was there for 4 hours. It was just some crazy story. I made $17. So here I'm at the train station. Oh, my God, I can't take this anymore. And I screamed at the train, like, at the train station midnight. I'm like, if things don't change, I'm going to kill myself. You know, and that's a pretty heavy thing to say. That's how much pain and agony I was in. So, anyways, I ended up, you know, getting the opportunity for the superhero training. I took the massive action. I got out of it. I deleted all of the distractions. I cut away all the things that didn't work for me anymore. And I even gave up my biggest love, which was doing capoeira, this Brazilian martial art. And I'd been doing that for 5 years religiously, like 5-6 days a week. But I knew that it was no longer working for me. And so I just cut everything away that wasn't working for me. And then most importantly, I got a mentor and I joined the superhero community. And after I did all of that, it was in 6 or 7 months. I could have come sooner, actually, but there was someone staying in the house that I was moving into, but I moved to Hawaii. So I started working for the training. Less than 6 months, I started getting paid for the work that I was doing. I discovered my purpose. I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to help people. I want to work online. And then I shortly moved to Hawaii. So I basically went from the basement couch to living on one of the best islands in Hawaii, in one of the best locations, in a beautiful house in 6 or 7 months. And that was because I applied all of these things and I got the support. So that's the short version of the story. And now I only do the things that I love. I work with people all over the world, helping them to do similar things. And I get to go on all sorts of adventures, like that picture of me there. I like to bring out the inner child. And so that's one of my adventures That's back where they shot Jurassic Park. And I did like a headstand and just, you know, really let the inner child out. I love to play in nature. And it's kind of funny because I came from a city environment, never really got to connect with nature. So I went from that lifestyle, you know, slightly materialistic, to here coming to Hawaii. And I was so ecstatic that I literally did cartwheels for about a year straight. No lie. I would be walking down the street and I would just bust out in cartwheels because I had finally taken control of my life and did what it took and made it happen. And that's really what it takes, a powerful decision and a willingness to do whatever it takes to get out of that. And if you do, you can see that that's my life right there. I just had my family come in April. I hadn't seen them in a couple of years because I was building up my lifestyle here. And so my cousin and his family and my brother, they came out and we got to do all of this cool stuff. We saw dolphins, whales. We went on a helicopter tour. We swam in this pool right along the beach. I mean, it was just out of this world, amazing. And this is the kind of life that I've been able to create for myself. And these are things that happen on a daily basis. And all of that stuff is possible, too, when you get the right tools and support to do that. So that's the short version of my story. And thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. That's awesome. I actually remember, Michelle, you talking to me about this why thing back in the day. Why? And that's really powerful you mentioned that, because if we ask why are things not working, why am I so terrible, you know, why is it never changing, it's a never-ending thing. And yeah, I remember that. That was right at the beginning. Michelle was thinking why right at the beginning. She stopped doing that as well as all these other things, and it's incredible. You can see it for yourself. You know, Michelle has been adding massive value, helping people, helping the training, having a beautiful life. And yeah, I mean, as you can see, from the couch to the beach.
Oh, yeah. You know, I want to add one other thing that just came up, because I feel like this is really important to share, which is, you know, when you've got a deep burning desire to really live your purpose and live the life that you want, you cannot ignore that voice. And if you do, usually you start to self-destruct. And because I didn't have the support, I didn't know how to implement it into my life, I started to self-destruct. And many years ago, I had struggled with drugs and alcohol, and that was because I wasn't living my purpose. I was in so much pain that I was doing things that weren't related to what my soul wanted to do that I just couldn't be present to it. I was in a lot of agony over it. And then when I finally got on to discovering what my purpose was, and the training helped me to do that, and I realized, oh my gosh, I want to help coach people, I want to do, you know, business consulting, all of that, then all that stuff went out the window, no more, because when you get on with your purpose, you feel amazing. You don't want to do that stuff. That brings your vibe down. That messes your mind up. So I got away from all of the substances and also the people that I was allowing to drag me down, because I discovered what my purpose was. And when you do that and you know what your purpose is, things happen very quickly and it starts to become easy. So your life is not meant to be a struggle. And a lot of us have been conditioned to think that it's got to be hard and we've got to be killing ourselves. And that's BS. No way. It shouldn't be a struggle. Challenge, yes. Challenge is good, but struggle, no. And if you're finding yourself in debt and you are depleted of energy and you just are worn out, you're on the wrong path. Because you're not meant to suffer here to that extent. You're here to be able to experience joy and happiness and abundance. So when you get on with your purpose and you're open to receiving, that's when things are going to change for you. So I just wanted to mention that about, you know, when you're not on your purpose, you tend to destruct with TV in excessive amounts, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is that's your vice, and you can maybe find yourself in debt and, you know, you're just worn out. That's when you know your body is telling you something. Your body will guide you. You know, if it feels good, chances are it's good for you. If it feels bad, then that's a sign right there. And a lot of times we ignore those signals because, you know, we're bombarded with chemicals, we're ingesting them, so we can't really tune into what's going on. So I just thought that was really important to mention about, you know, your purpose and also, you know, not being in debt and everything like that. So, anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. The reason we're sharing these stories is because, as you can see, both Michelle and I didn't have any special gifts, didn't have any special, like, blessings from anywhere. Like, this, we were both lying down on the floor in fetal position wanting to die, right? I mean, that's where we started out from, right? Lying down on the floor wishing to be killed rather being dead. So if we can go from lying down on the floor wanting to die to living dream life, helping people all over the world, doing what we love, then having financial blessings, then there's no reason you can't. If you, bottom line is this, if you're not lying on the floor right now wanting to die, then you're in a better position than we were. So with that said, we're going to talk about the five pillars of discovering your true calling and getting paid using your unique talents. And, you know, we've already shared a bunch of things already, but Michelle shared a few little tips there in her story that are really essential. I hope you've been writing this stuff down. We're just going to go through this step by step now, how you can practically implement it, the blueprint that we used. First one is activate the ultimate you. How do you become the ultimate you? Because it's always an inner game first. Second thing is discover your true calling. What is your mission in life? Why are you really here? Really? And then embrace your zone of genius. That's so essential to know what your zone of genius is. Embrace it and start using it all the time. Then, of course, seek guidance in a new community. Like Michelle was talking about, without that new community and that new support, we're stuck even if we have all the books. And then, of course, last thing is sustain your new reality. Because once you get started, we want to make sure we don't fall back into old patterns. So let's start with activate the ultimate you. How do you actually activate the ultimate you? How do you tap into your higher self? So there's three questions we all need to ask ourselves. First one is, who are you really? Not who do you look like in the mirror, but who are you? This is the age-old question, who am I? Why are you here? Why are you here really? Not what someone else says, but why are you actually here on this planet? And what do you really want? What do you really want to achieve before you die? These are pretty heavy questions, but this is essential for us to be able to activate our ultimate self, our unlimited self. So who are you really? Let's just tune into this. Just tune in. Here you are. You know, you're sitting here in front of the computer or listening on the phone. Who are you really? Are you what you see in the mirror? Are you the physical body wanders around? Or are you more than your body? Are you a certain age, a certain role? Are you what other people say you are? Or is it something else? Who are you going to be in 1,000 years? Who were you 5,000 years ago? Who were you 10,000 years ago? Who are you going to be after your body's died? Are you limitless or are you limited? This is extremely important, because if you're limited and you're this little person in the world, then great, you know, watch TV and crack open a beer and that's enough, you know. But if you're more than that and you're unlimited and you're immortal, then that's a different reality, different worlds, different consciousness. It's a wonder. Are you a cosmic traveler? Are you from this world? Or are you traveling from somewhere else? Are you a guest? Are you a guest here just for fun in this world? Or are you a resident here? Are you stuck here? Or are you from somewhere else? So superhero training, we go into this in a lot of detail. We tap into this unlimited power. We tap into the unlimited self. the masterful being that you are, your higher self, your divine self, your limitless self, your expanded consciousness. We believe that we are eternal beings. That means that you're never going to die. So let's just tune into that for a minute. I mean, for me, this never gets old, and this isn't something that it's like theory. This is like leading edge, fresh, constantly blows me away. Every moment is I am an eternal being. I am unlimited power. I am unlimited bliss. I am unlimited peace. You are unlimited power. You are unlimited bliss. You are immortal. You will never die. Nothing can kill you. It doesn't matter how bad anything is. You don't even come from this world. You're a guest. You're free. You're eternally free. You're eternally safe. You're eternally secure. You're always okay. And this is so important for us, because when we can tune into that feeling of being safe, of being secure, being free, right now, not tomorrow, not some other time, today, now, then we can start to smile. Yeah, I welcome you, everyone listening to this. You're all welcome to have a nice big smile, a nice big grin. Remind yourself that you're immortal. Remind yourself that you're safe. Remind yourself that you're loved, that you're okay. And you're totally different from what you think you are. You're like a little shining light, being of peace, unlimited light. And that's why we have all these meditations and all these practices. And this is why I've been doing 15 years now, is going deeper and deeper into this experience of unlimited peace, unlimited light, unlimited safety. It's the saving grace. It's the only thing that we're ultimately going to have. So you can just watch yourself watching life, watching everything happen by itself, watching the grace, being absorbed in the peace. Everything's all right. So this is just the first step. Well, then why are you here? What are you doing here? Here you are, this eternal being. You never can die. You're totally immortal. What are you going to do? What are you doing in the world? Why are you here? Michelle's going to talk to you about this for a moment. Michelle's very passionate about making sure that her life is on purpose, just like I am, just like all the superheroes are. Why are you here, really? Are you here to settle? Are you here to live someone else's life? Or are you here to live your own life? Do you want to tune into that, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you wanted me to... Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Just to touch on what it means to actually live your life on purpose and do what you came here to do, right?
Yeah, are you here to follow someone else's life or your own life? You know, this is a big question.
Yeah, totally. I think it's really important to realize that you need to become the leader in your own life. And I think that's something that's a pretty deep thing to contemplate, because a lot of people rely on outside conditions like the government to help them and their job and their friends and their family. And that's good to an extent. We want to be interdependent, right? So interdependent means that we're all in a community and we're all helping one another. But at the same time, in this big body that we're in, right, like the population is kind of one organism. Within that, though, you are a unique individual, and you have the ability to express yourself in whatever way you desire. And I believe that, you know, it's your birthright to be able to create the life that you want. And in order to do that, you need to become the leader in your life, because if you don't, you end up becoming a pawn in someone else's dream, and they don't really have much for you in store. right? So you really need to contemplate this deeply and realize, why did I come here to this earth, and what is it that I'm supposed to do? And I'm sure if you're listening to this call, that you know that you're supposed to do something. You've got that feeling within you. It's that burning desire. It's that calling. But there's things that are holding you back. Maybe there's fears of what other people will think. Will they think that I'm crazy, or maybe I'm not good enough? Or, you know, this world we live in, it's not very easy to break away from the herd, so to speak, and to pave your own path. And what's a shame is if you follow those things that don't bring you joy, you end up, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old looking back on your life and having all of these regrets of why you didn't do it. And it's because we're caring too much about what other people think, right? And it doesn't matter what anyone thinks, because their opinion doesn't define us. What really matters is what you think about yourself. And when you're able to move beyond that, that's when things really shift dramatically in your life. And something to ask yourself before I pass the mic, so to speak, back off to you, Michael, is the people that you're caring about, well, what they think, your family, your partner, your job, whatever, are those people really happy? Are they really happy? Are they really living the life that you want? Because a lot of the times we're listening to bad advice from people that are like miserable about their life, or it's like taking health advice from someone that's overweight. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So just make sure that the people that you're looking to are actually embodying what it is that you want, and they're supporting you. Otherwise, you get trapped and you end up, you know, giving your life up to other people. And like Michael said, you are an infinite being. You're a powerful being. And you have everything that you need within you to create that life, but you just got to move beyond these things. And by asking yourself these questions, why am I here? Why am I really here? Like, what is my life really about? That's going to help you get the answers you need and the clarity to be able to move forward.
Totally, totally. And remember that, you know, we're asking you questions because we're not like going around telling people you should do this and you should do that. No, we're not telling you what you should do. You are an extremely powerful being, extremely powerful. And you know deeper down what you need to do with your life. It's your life. You know, it doesn't belong to anyone else. We can't tell you what to do. We can give you a blueprint of how to discover what to do. We can help you get clear, we can help you move forward, we can give you support and blessings and, you know, community that actually cares about you, but we can't answer these deep questions for you. Only you can do that. So here's some more deep questions that really is worth pondering on and getting clear about. This is how both Michelle and I and all the other superheroes and Nick and David Wolf and all these other people, we got clear on these things. They understood, who am I, why am I here, what am I all about? So what do you want to achieve before you die? You know, you're here for a reason. You know, we're not, it's not random. You're not definitely not here to, you know, be a pawn in someone else's little game. You know, the whole Western world has been designed to kind of factory produce children and have them work in sort of office jobs and manual labor and, you know, work for these elite people. And it's just not okay. You know, everyone has gifts and skills. So what is your life really about? Your life, not what you were told. What is truly meaningful to you? What means, because we need meaning, what touches your heart? You know, what gives you that sense of value and meaning that you're like, I'm living it. This is something I would die for. You know, if we're not willing to die for something, if we're not willing to put our money down, put our time down, put our energy down, put our life down for something, we don't have enough meaning in our lives. What do you want to remember on your deathbed? You know, imagine this is your last day. Looking back, do you want to have a series of victories? Or do you want to have a wasted life? You know, better to think about these things now than then. So we're bringing this up to you because we want you to think about this as soon as you can and really go deep into it. And do you want to be held back because of what other people think? Yeah. Often we think, all right, someone else is thinking about me in a particular way, and that means I shouldn't do this. You know what the truth is? No one really cares about what you're doing. They're all obsessed about themselves. Most people are not interested in you. The people who you're worried about pissing off or getting upset, most of the time they don't care about you anyway. They're too obsessed with their own drama. Realistically, only you can look after yourself and choose what you want to do. And definitely it's good to be supported by people who do care about you, but there aren't that many of them around, funnily enough. So it's absolutely essential for you to discover your life purpose and get paid and do what you love to just ease away your concern about what other people think and just realize they're not thinking about you. They're obsessed with their own stuff all the time. And the last thing, you know, is are you willing to play full out? Are you willing to play fully, you know? Because if you do this half-assed, it doesn't work. Are you willing to be fully alive? Are you willing to come alive? Are you willing to be alive? Are you willing to live life? Or are you going to just watch it happen? I know Michelle's passionate about this as well, aren't you, Michelle? Are you willing to live your life fully?
Oh, absolutely. Seriously, you need to ask yourself that question. You need to be 100% committed, really, 100% committed. And once you commit, that's when things will start to change. And you also want to ask yourself why you're doing it. So what is the reason that you're doing it? Because when those challenges come up, you know that you're passionate about this and you can muster the energy and the stamina you need to keep moving forward. But a lot of people give up too easily. One challenge happens and, oh, it didn't work, and they give up when they're 3 feet from gold. So you need to ask yourself, why is it that I want this lifestyle? You know, and then that's going to help you to be able to move forward and to commit to yourself 100%. It's persistence. It's going to get you where you want to go.
That's right. Fully be up for it. You know, the world and the government and these companies, they're trying to sedate everyone. Everyone's being sedated, you know, make everyone lazy and make them slack, distract people, sedate them with drugs and alcohol and all these pharmaceuticals. But it's time to become fully alive, fully alive, you know. What are we here for? You know, we're not here to just be half asleep and dose up on things. So this is a decision. Are you willing to play full out? You know, if you are, then we're going to share exactly how you can do it right now. So how do you actually discover your true calling? How do you discover your true calling so that you can get paid doing what you love, making a difference? So I just want to bust a quick myth here. Love a little bit of myth busting. I'm a big fan of myth busting. There's so many myths, so much nonsense around, so many lies around, keeping people sedated and trapped. Big one, big myth in our spiritual community is about the law of attraction. I've just written a book about this, why the law of attraction doesn't work for most people, because just so many people are just, you know, hoping, sitting around going, oh, God, I'm trying to feel better and I'm trying to, like, you know, imagine all this stuff. So law of attraction doesn't actually work for most people, and we've been lied to about this because the truth is that it's who you've become, who you actually have become that attracts things, not what you think about or like trying to force yourself to feel better and like imagining having a big bowl of cookies to try and make you feel better and hoping that's going to change your life. That's not, doesn't work that way. And this whole, the secret and all the court cases around the secret, and there's just so much nonsense around. People come to us and they're like, I'm tired of all this stuff. I bought all these courses and all these programs and it didn't work. What's wrong with me? And they think there's something wrong with them. They think that they've failed. And no, the problem is that the secret, law of attraction, all that stuff is massively limited. It's missing these huge chunks of information, totally not even in there. They focus on one tiny little bit of the puzzle, which doesn't actually work unless you have the other pieces. And that's led a lot of people to be extremely disappointed, depressed and lost and confused and think there's something wrong with them. So if the law of attraction hasn't worked for you and you've studied stuff and it hasn't worked, it's not your fault. You've just been lied to. And we're going to be sharing what it actually takes because we've done it ourselves. And, you know, we used to be, you know, dosed into all that ourselves. So let's start with your calling. What is your calling? What is your calling? What are you being called to do? What is your dharma? What is your purpose? What are your passions? So just going to go through this quickly. There's four pieces to discover your calling. Okay, I'm going to go through them one at a time. So the first thing is, what are your passions? Your calling obviously has to be to do with your passion. If you're not interested in it, it's not going to work. Second thing is, what are your talents? What are you actually good at? Yeah. What are you divinely blessed with? What did you come with? What have you learned that you're actually good at? What are your talents? Third thing is, who do you care about? Who do you care about? What kind of person? Who do you love? Who do you love to be helping? You know, because we need to actually care about the people that we're helping. And what is your special gift for them? How can you truly help those people who you love? So let's just get clear on this, because, you know, literally in these slides and this little presentation, you can get clear on your dharma and your purpose. It doesn't have to be this long-winded thing. So let's start with you. What are your deepest passions? What do you care about most? What would you die for? We've already touched on this a little bit. So you just want to take the time, just maybe write down whatever comes to your mind. What are you actually interested in? You know, in my case, I'm interested in spirituality and truth. I'm also interested in service, you know, and awakening. My whole life's about awakening the power, awakening the love, awakening the life, having the life, living it, you know, awakening to that. That's what I'm passionate about. But that's just a passion, right? Without the skills, the second thing is, what are my skills? Like, what am I actually good at? Because I can be passionate about all sorts of things, but if I'm not good at using my talents to help that passion, then it's not going to work. So the second thing is, what are your skills and talents? What is your zone of genius? You know, what are you good at? You know, I love sharing. I love teaching. I've always been a teacher. I've always been someone who can communicate complex things simply. I'm also good at kind of big picture thinking, visions. So I now help people create the life they love through teaching and through sharing and through communication and through systemizing things, you know, creating blueprints, creating things that work. So for you, what this means for you is to think, well, what are you passionate about and what are your skills and talents? And then, once you know that, then the next thing, and by the way, this doesn't have to, like, take months and months to figure out, you know. It's pretty simple, because you already have passions and you already have skills, right? We're just putting them together. What are your passions? What are your skills? Now, here's where it gets essential. A lot of people know their passions and skills, but what they don't know, the reason they don't get paid, is because they don't actually help anyone, yeah? So it's kind of obvious, really, but a lot of people somehow haven't figured this one out. So that's why I'm putting this all together in a clear way. So there's you. If you look at the slide, there's you, your passions and skills and talents. That's your zone of genius. And then super important thing is who do you actually care about? Who do you want to help? Who do you love? In my case, I love you. I love people who are spiritually minded, who want to make a difference in the world, who really care, who are conscious. I love people like you. You know, I can't relate to somebody whose mission in life is to, you know, go hunting in Africa and shoot down elephants and stuff. Like, I'm not going to help people shoot elephants. I'm not interested. I don't really connect with that, yeah? I connect with spiritually minded people who are compassionate and loving, who want to help the world. That's what deeply touches me. So I only work with those kind of people. You know, that's what superhero training is about. We're helping a very particular group of superheroes, awakened people who want to change the world. And And then the fourth thing is, what is the challenge that these people have who you want to help? And what we found is that a lot of these spiritual people like yourself, their challenge is they don't know the steps and they don't have the community that you need to actually make it happen. So we found, you know, we've talked to people, we've done loads of surveys, we've, you know, had lots of conversations, countless, you know, sessions and all this stuff. We know what people's pains are, you know, stuck in a job, not sure what to do next, don't know the steps, confused, got these, you know, like negative patterns, feeling overwhelmed, crazy world, people don't understand you. Yeah, we know what you're going through, you know, we've been through it ourselves. So we know that, we can help you with that. That's what, so in my case, I just, there's four circles. What am I passionate about? Awakening consciousness. What are you passionate about? What skills and talents do you have? Who do you care about? And the last thing is, what pain do they have? What challenges are they having? Because people will pay you to help them with their challenges, you know. People won't pay you just for being cool. They'll pay you for helping them with their challenges. So success is where you find the balance of all these four things. This is your zone of genius. This is your awakened self. This is where you are living your passion, using your talents, helping somebody who you care about. You have to really care about them, and helping them with their pain. So all you've got to do is put these four things together, and you will definitely get paid, you know. They just have to think about this, and you have to really be up for really serving other people. So when you find out passion, who you, what your passion is, what your skills and talents are, who you want to help, and what their pain is, what their problems are, then you can do what you love. You can, because you're doing what you love, you're using your skills, you're making a contribution to real people who you really care about. And you're going to get paid by them, because when you help someone with their problems, they'll want to give you money and they'll want to look after you. They might even be just trading you things. They might be giving you a house to live in. They might be giving you fruits. You know, there's lots of ways to receive abundance that isn't just money. But you're going to get paid. You're going to be looked after. You're going to attract abundance so that you can have the lifestyle that you love, the experiences you deserve. And you're going to have all of this because you're truly making an impact in the world. And, you know, did you know, like this, I didn't realize this until fairly recently, but this is good news. Most people who come to us, they either want to do some kind of raw food or health types coaching or something like that, or they want to be doing some kind of lifestyle coaching. Did you know that the natural organic food market has sales up to $8.81.3 billion in 2012? And it's growing every year, yep, 14% growth. That's good news, because if you want to actually help people with health food type things, whether it's health coaching or health foods or products, there's a huge market for people who want to buy it, you know. So just realize there's some lost cash there for you, people who are paying you that. And also an estimated 40,000 people in the U.S. work as business or life coaches, and it's a $2.4 billion business, life coaching. So if you want to be a coach and you want to share your skills and help people through coaching, then just realize this is a huge growing market with 18% growth per year. This is a big deal, right? And the reason I'm sharing this is because, you know, if you're thinking, oh, I don't know if it'll work for me, most people we talk to are in these two industries, and they're enormously growth industries. There's my chocolate company that I set up in England, On Bar Chocolate. So I hope you've enjoyed it. If you're in England, make sure you get your own bars. And, you know, that's a raw chocolate company. It sold millions of chocolate bars. And what we've done, by the way, this one simple strategy of these four circles that I just showed you have allowed us to do what we love, get paid for years, help hundreds of thousands of people. If I add up all the companies I've worked with together in sales, more than $5.4 million in sales from the companies I've started, by helping others in a real way, you know, and this is really just getting started. So you can go from wherever you are to truly helping people if you just get these four pillars right. And so this is where you can embrace, you don't see why, like if you embrace your zone of genius, remember, is that point right there in the middle between passion, skills, talents, pain, and who you help. That is your zone of genius. And if you do, you know, anything can happen. You know, you can definitely turn it around. So the next question is, how can you embrace your zone of genius? What does it mean? That once you know what you want to do with your life, once you've got those four circles taken care of, which you might have even done now, it doesn't take long to figure this out, then the next thing is how to embrace your true calling. How do you implement it? How do you actually do it in real life? Okay, because just knowing about it, if you write these things down on a piece of paper, that's great, but now it's still doing it. So here's a couple of very important things to think about and to implement. First of all, is to ask this question to yourself regularly. Yeah, this is tape this question to your, stick it around your house. I mean, I recommend you write this down and you put it all over your house. Seriously, like I'm not just saying that. Like, genuine good advice. Write this down, stick it around your house. It will change your life. Is what you are doing right now directly related to your vision and mission? You know, is it? Are you actually doing the stuff, living your zone of genius right now? In other words, you know. So, like in my case, that means: am I teaching? Am I sharing? Am I helping people? Am I writing books? Am I doing webinars? Am I serving? You know, as long as I'm doing that, I'm living my zone of genius. You know, Michelle started living her zone of genius, actually implementing things, doing them, and that's when everything changed for her, you know. So this is where we go from theory to practice. And we want to ask ourselves over and over again, are we in our zone of genius? Are we doing what we love, making a difference, serving others, or are we wasting time in low-value stuff, playing a game that was invented by somebody else? So are you playing your own game, or are you just caught up in some other stuff that isn't going to get you anywhere? These are absolutely, truly essential questions. You know, a lot of these questions are essential, but these two are game-changing, life-changing questions that you can apply. Can you imagine, just imagine in 1 year from now, even 6 months from now, if you just implemented this one thing, discover your zone of genius and did those things every day over and over again that make the biggest impact, that actually help people, where do you think you'd be in 6 months? Anything is possible. And along with this, just real quick, how do you embrace your true calling? The other important thing that a lot of people forget about is, do you really care? You know, you've got to care about people. You've got to really care. You know, understand really what are people going through, what pain do they have. Because realistically, people will pay you, they'll give you money if you care about them. Yeah, the reason we get paid money is because we care about people. We help them with their real lives. We help you change your life, right? So you've got to really, really care from your heart and understand others. Get out of your own mind and start imagining how it feels to be them. So try and put yourself in someone else's shoes and think, all right, if I was them, how would I be feeling? Once you're in that place, then you can truly serve others. So this is, like, might sound straightforward, but this is actually quite hard to do, I'm being honest. This has not been easy for me to figure out, not been easy for a lot of people to figure out, because we live life through our own eyes. But what does it feel like to be somebody else? Imagine you're them, what are they going through, you know? And I know that this can be even harder when you actually need money and you're in a situation where you need help or you need to do, you don't know what's going on, when you're confused yourself. Then it's hard to think about what others need. But this is how you actually get everything you want. The more you help other people, the more they end up helping you. Do you want to talk about that, Michelle, for a moment, the importance of helping other people and getting out of your own head? Because this is like a big deal when it comes to getting paid.
Yeah, absolutely. So something that I always like to keep in mind is, you know, we all have problems in our life. I mean, that's just part of being here on planet Earth, is we're here to grow and evolve. And it happens a lot where we get stuck in our problems and we focus on them so much that we then lose sight of the overall picture. And I remember reading this in a book one time, and it sticks with me all the time that whenever something comes up, I always remind myself this, which is, when you focus on helping and serving others, not only does it feel great to help other people, like, I just love that. It's such a sense of satisfaction to make a difference in other people's lives, but it also takes the focus off of your problems, right? So you're so busy with service and helping other people that you don't really have time to sit in your misery and your sorrow because you're too busy helping other people. And that makes them feel good, and that makes you feel good, and it's a win-win for everyone all around.
Yeah, that's right. You know, basically, let's be honest, happiness comes from service. It does. I mean, if you think about it, if you've sat around all day and you've just, you know, eaten, like, you know, tons of ice cream or whatever it is, and, you know, I mean, if I, it's just in my case, if I just wander around on the beach all day having, you know, coconut ice cream and drinking coconuts and, you know, wandering around, and I haven't helped anyone, I don't feel that good. But if I serve every day, I always serve every day, service, 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 that's where I get my joy from, that's where I get excited. Pretty much what I do is I go out into nature, and I'm like, right, that's enough of that. How can I help people? That's what I love the most, you know. So that keeps me happy. If I just sat around on the beach all day and that's all I did, I'd be miserable. I'd probably be back on sort of tons of drugs and nonsense like I used to be in the past. So, yeah, it helps you get out of your own stuff, and it also brings you a lot of joy. And it gives you money. So it's a win, 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 win. So here are the few things to avoid, right, when it comes to living your purpose, getting on with your mission. You know, and I want to just be clear about this. As soon as you know, like, here's someone I want to help and here's some skills I have, just do it now. Seriously, do it now. Do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. Because you're never going to be perfect at it, you know. This webinar is not perfect, you know. You know, the books I've written, they're not all perfect. They could all be changed a bit. So just get on with it. Don't do it later when blah, blah, blah happens. Just get on, help someone tomorrow. Help someone today, you know. If today is too late and you're going to bed soon, that's fine. Do it tomorrow. But otherwise, do it now, do it now, do it now. Perfectionism,
hey,
definitely, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. I just wanted to catch you before you move on because I thought that's a really important point that you brought up. Because from speaking with people all over the world that have joined the training, that is a huge thing that comes up for them, is thinking that they need to be at a certain point before they can actually help people. And really, that's self-sabotage. You're never going to reach this perfect point that you think that you need to be at. And all you need to do is just be a few steps ahead of the person that you help. So by doing the exercises that Michael has showed, asking yourself those questions and getting clear, then you'll know who you're serving. And that person just needs to be a few steps behind you. So please, please don't psych yourself out. Don't self-sabotage and think that you have to be at some certain point, because you're never going to get to that point. It starts here and now. And how many people in your life can you look around that come to you for advice that you help them with, or people you see that you could help? Everybody needs help from one another. So you're never going to get to this space that you think that you need to get to. It starts today. So I wanted to highlight that, because I see it happen all too often. People that have amazing gifts and talents, they don't get started because they think that they don't know enough. And that's not true at all. You know enough right now, today, to get started, to put your services out there, to start getting paid. You don't need to have a fancy website. You don't need any of that. You need to solve a problem. People don't care about the bells and the whistles. They're in pain. They have a problem. Can you help them feel better, get more energy, release weight, whatever it is? It's about serving them and helping them. And that's how you get paid, and it starts today.
That's right. Absolutely premium advice there. Do it today. People need help. Here's something that I tell people all the time. So I've had this conversation over and over and over with clients and people who I'm working with, and I say to them, look, imagine you're in a boat, okay? Imagine you're in a boat, you're out there sailing away, and you come with your friends, a group of friends, okay? And one of your friends can't swim, okay? And there you are, and you're on the boat. Now, your friend falls in the ocean, and they're about to die. They've got their hands waving around, and they're like, and they're going under, and they're, what are you going to do? Are you going to go, hang on a minute, I haven't practiced my dive. I'm just going to go to my thing, get my different bikini on, and, like, check my hair, and, like, just do a quick practice once or twice, and maybe check it out. No, you're going to jump in with your clothes on. Save your friend's life now, because they're drowning, right? People are drowning right now all around us. And if you can help anyone, then please, 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 please help them today. Help them for free. Just help people and get on with doing what you're here to do. It's crucial. People are literally dying out there in many, many ways, you know. So let's not let that one hold you back. Perfectionism. It will eat you alive. Be warned, your life will be wasted. Yeah. Perfectionism is just the ego out of control. Yeah. Please don't let it kill you, right? It's going to eat you up. Nothing will happen. So just do it. 80% is enough. If you get something 80% of the way there, boom, job done, get on with it, do the next thing, because you need to help people. And also, don't wait around for others to validate you. This is a big one. People are like, oh, I need to be certified. I need to be, you know, get this special blessing from all these people and all the rest of it. No, you have to claim it, you know. I was lying down on the grass feeling like I'd rather be dead, and I somehow came back to life, claimed it, figured out all this stuff, worked my ass off, made it happen, and then I ended up living in Hawaii doing what I love, you know, getting paid. And it was hard work, but I didn't wait around for anyone to give me anything. I just claimed it. Michelle didn't wait around. She claimed it. When she applied for our position in CBO training, she wasn't even qualified, yeah? She told me that she was slightly drunk at the time. Why don't you tell about it, Michelle?
Oh, thanks, Michael. This is a real insider story right here. So when I told you that story, but that's okay. I'm very transparent. My life is about authenticity. So what happened, as I said in the beginning of the call, is I had come home that night after I had been out with friends, and I like to have fun and go out, but I had done it in excess, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't take it anymore. And that's when I got down on my knees and I surrendered. I prayed to God, please help me. I opened up my laptop. I looked in my emails, and there was the email from Superhero Training to be an intern, and they needed an intern to do editing for them. Well, you know, I can write very well. I can speak well, but I have never done any editing in my life. But my intuition, that inner calling, was like, you need to go for this. And I almost didn't. Because of perfectionism, I thought, but I've got to be, like, in a certain space, and I got to, like, wear this and look like that, and I almost didn't do it. But because I had a few drinks, I was out of my head. You got to get out of your head, because your head, your mind will psych you out. And I was out of my head. I wasn't, like, annihilated or anything. I just had a few cocktails. And I was, like, I felt kind of, you know, just relaxed. And I said, yeah, I'm going to go for it. And I went for it. And I got the position, but the funny thing is, I never did any editing whatsoever, because once I came onto the team, I was like, hey, this is what I'm good at, this is what I can help with, and they're like, okay, go and do it, and then I went, and I immediately got to get into my zone of genius and do that. So I never even did any editing, at all, and there was no guarantee that this would lead anywhere. But again, I listened to that inner calling. I overcame the perfectionism and just took action now. And a year after I was working for superhero training, I went back because we were going through old surveys. I found my responses, and I had made a spelling error. So here I am applying for editing position, and I had made, I think it was more than one, and I abbreviated the word problem with like no prob or something. I just was myself, and that's what I want you to get today. It's about being who you are, because we come from this Western world where we have to talk a certain way, act a certain way, and we can't really be who we are. But when you actually allow yourself to be natural and your quirks to come up and to just take action, that is when the success and the money and the things are going to come your way. It's about being more of who you are and taking imperfect action. So that's the insider story that's now public.
That's yeah, there we go. Yeah, that was just a class. Sorry about that, Michelle. That was just classic. And, you know, I can't spell save my life, which is why I need editors, right? And so that's just how it is. I talked to Michelle. I remember talking to Michelle on the phone. And, you know, I could tell she was the real deal. You know, I could tell that she was actually up for it. She was up for taking action. And that's the people who join CBO training. You know, we have to screen everyone first to make sure they're the real deal. And all we mean by that is someone being true to themselves. Are they up for, like, going deep? It doesn't matter where anyone is to start with. It's that sense of I'm willing to be myself. I'm willing to have a go. That's the important thing. So, yeah, don't wait for anyone to validate you. Perfectionism is going to ruin your life. So give it up. There's no point. It's just ego. And thinking too much. You know, we can think things through and draw all these pictures and all the rest of it and imagine. End of the day, you just got to get on with it. Try something out. Some things will work. Some things won't work. But that's life, you know. At least try, you know. Every day, do something new. So, This is like the inside stuff here that actually gets the results. So we have talked about, and also just the last thing was, if you know, if you don't follow your purpose, you're going to end up in debt. You know, that's why that slide's there. So you want to just get on with it. And these methods have created countless opportunities, best-selling books, million-dollar homes, multiple successful companies, amazing adventures, relationships, and so much more. Yeah, by us just being willing to take a risk, willing to screw up, willing to go for it, willing to invest our time, money, and energy in things, that's how we've got everything we've got now. So the next thing we want to talk about is seeking guidance and a supportive community, because even if you know what to do, it's essential that we are surrounded with and have the company of good people, yeah? So one of the things I didn't share about in my story is that I wasn't completely alone. I had my friend Nick Good, co-founder of CPO Training, and we were in contact, and we go back a long way, and there's a whole story about that. But I had created a company that was powerful for me in that time when everyone else wasn't really up for it, you know? So here's an important thing from Jim Rohn that you've probably heard, but a lot of people don't take this seriously enough. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you look around you and the people you spend the most time with, and then you look at your level of success, level of joy, level of spiritual power, level of grace, level of service, it, you know, overall, the average of all those people together, you know, so you might have one really cool friend and then a bunch of other people, and you have to add it all up. And so it's absolutely essential that we surround ourselves with good company and have company who care about us, even if they're not physically with us. It's who we spend the most time with. We might be on the phone talking to people, we might be on Facebook. It's just who are you connected with the most. Michelle, I'm going to let you talk about this a little bit, because I know this is something that you're very passionate about.
You're psychic, because in my head right now, I'm like, oh, I want to share on this.
Yeah, you're right. Here we are.
You heard it. Yeah, you know, what came up for me while you were sharing this is I recall this one moment where I was walking over the bridge to go sit at that refinery that you saw earlier in the picture to wait for the train to go into the city. And I had this wave of pain come over me, and it was an awareness that I wasn't hanging out with the right people. And I had just come into the superhero community and was starting to meet other entrepreneurs, which, you know, if you're already an entrepreneur, you know what that is. But if you're just starting out, that word can seem very intimidating. An entrepreneur is where, you know, you build companies that help other people, and it's working for yourself, but really working for others to solve a problem. And so here I was coming into this community of entrepreneurs. I had only heard of the term. I didn't know any of them. And I was thinking about all of the people that I was hanging out with. And they were nowhere near that. In fact, the people that I was hanging out with, I was, you know, for some weekends binge drinking because I wasn't in alignment with my purpose. And I just felt this pain like, oh, my God, it seems so far away. How the hell am I going to meet these people? Like, I'm all the way here at this refinery in this little town. How is it going to happen? And I started applying, you know, everything that I know that you don't need to know, how it's going to happen. We live in a nonlinear world. You think that you need to go from A to B to C to D, and really that's not true at all. You can make quantum leaps. Michael made the quantum leap. I made the quantum leap. And that was because I realized that I needed to shift who I was hanging out with. So it wasn't that I cut those people off because they're my friends and you probably care about these people a lot, but I started really protecting my time of who I was hanging out with. And I, in a way, almost had to go into hiding to start to cultivate new relationships. And so long story short, now at this point in my life, nearly all of my friends are entrepreneurs, and they don't necessarily live here in Hawaii, although I do have a nice handful of entrepreneurs like Michael and Nick and other people that I can meet with in person, but many of them are all over the world, and I've never actually met them in person, but I communicate with them on a daily basis, and that's what happened to me when I lived back in Philadelphia, is that there was no one around me, but I connected through the online community when I joined this training, started working for them, and started to meet other people. And that is what really helped to change things for me, because I started hanging out with the right folks. And now at this point in my life, I'm very discerning about who I spend my private time with and business time with, because one person has the power to knock your entire life off track. I mean, how many people do you know that are in like marriages that have just got exceedingly worse, you know, 20 years down the road? It's like, one person has the power to throw your entire life off. So you need to be really hardcore about who you allow into your life. And when you have the right people that are like-minded, that support you, that are passionate, that is when things really change for you, because you've got the support and you've got the community. So please just look at who you're hanging out with and start to, if you need to, shift that time and seek out people that are maybe a little bit ahead of you so that they push you, or that are, you know, right on that path with you so that you can start to get the support you need to get out of that situation.
Yeah, that's such good advice. And, you know, we're not trying to be hardcore and, like, nasty to anyone here. What you're doing is you're adding in new relationships, you know, add in significant new relationships. And the good thing is that it doesn't actually have to be in person. You know, it is obviously good to have in-person connections as much as possible, but sometimes in our world, there's people who are very dear to us who are living on the other side of the world. You know, I talk to people all the time in different countries, all over the world, literally, all over the place. You know, there's like tons of different countries. I have like connections with sustainable, you know, people who inspire me, you know, and people here, of course, Hawaii's got lots of cool people, but we need to be careful about our inner circle, who we hang out with. And what we want to do is have a series of sprints. So you really go for it, take a little rest so you can make sure you look after yourself and go for the next round, but plan for the long run, okay? So the superhero journey is a series of sprints. It's like a marathon that's done in sprints. So you take massive action, and you make sure that you're all right. Take massive action, make sure you're okay. So you're always looking after yourself in between massive spurts of intense change, you know. That's how to do it. If you just keep going and you never take a little rest and look after yourself, you'll burn out. So we want to move forward, take a break, move forward. And what I mean by taking a break isn't like move forward and then say, okay, screw it, I'm just going to smoke weed for the next month and just like just drink a bottle of whiskey every day. No, I don't mean like that kind of break. I mean looking after yourself, you know, gently. Just make sure you're okay, you know, because transformation is intense. My girlfriend, Ariel, whenever she has transformation, she gets a migraine headache, you know, because she has, like, rewiring her brain, you know, so I didn't have to look after her because she makes such intense effort that, you know, so realistically, as you make progress, you're going to have challenges. You need to look after yourself, make sure you're okay, make sure you're supported, and then go for the next adventure. So it's a series of hero's journeys, a series of adventures. And over time, you create new habits. Over time, you create new ways of being. The Hindi word, the Sanskrit word is sanskaras, new tendencies, new patterns. So the whole point of the superhero adventure is to develop new success tendencies, new success patterns, new success blueprints in yourself. So you're naturally a successful person. You know, that's this kind of ingrained the success into your DNA, basically. So by sustaining ourselves, we've made consistent progress in our own lives, and you can do the same. And we keep growing, we keep helping thousands of others, and keep doing the things that we thought we would be impossible, you know. So sustenance means constant growth and becoming the real deal. So if you're someone who really cares about living your purpose and you really can help people to make a difference in the world, you might be wondering, how can you implement these tools and ways of being that we've showed you quickly, easily, and gracefully? And everyone knows that by actually following your dreams, following your heart, you can make a difference and you can create the life you want. The problem is not everyone actually takes action to live their dreams. But the good news is that the number of success stories is growing each day. More and more and more people are doing this as we move into this new paradigm, this new way of being. And that's why we're so excited to share this information with you and to see you personally transition into a free life of real service and real contribution. So just to be completely honest with you, I'm not going to get all hyped up and try and, you know, get you hyped up and tell you how you can take the next step and go further with this. You've listened to us. You've heard our stories. You know that what we're saying can help you. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go over exactly what the superhero training is and how it can help you. And if it's right for you and you feel good about it in your heart, then we want you to take it up and go for it and join the superhero training and get all the support because it's your time to shine. And if it's not right for you for any reason, then we don't want you to get it. And we're not going to give you any hype or any marketing nonsense or anything else. We're going to let you decide whatever's best for you. So here is what you can do if you want to take this further. You're sitting at your computer right now, or you're listening to this on the phone, and you've heard how this all works. You know the steps we've shared with you, and you can apply them. And you know that you can now discover your true calling and get paid in a short amount of time. So if you're someone who really cares about fulfilling your purpose and you really want to help others, you might be wondering, how can you implement these things practically? So let's just have a look at what we've got here. basically superhero training was birthed from a need. People kept asking us, how do we do it? How can we get all the help? How can we get all the support? So we basically put together a six-month next level superhero training. It's the most advanced spiritual program to create your life purpose in the world that we're aware of, so that you can activate your ultimate self, live your dream life, get paid, and be safe no matter what's going on in the world. Because superhero training is a new paradigm training. It's for the next generation. So it works now, and it works in the future to create ongoing fortune for yourself that is sustained. You know, this is like way beyond just your usual, you know, do what you love type stuff. But there's so many things around like this. So anyway, this is different. What it'll do for you is it'll help you awaken your true power, tap into your ultimate potential, and access all these possibilities and take quantum leaps so you can experience higher consciousness. And you'll become the embodiment of success that you need to be. You'll become your ultimate self so that you can serve others with integrity. And you'll also learn how to get paid by helping other people in a genuine way. And, you know, superhero training also helps you dissolve negative patterns, self-sabotage, stress, helps you let go of anxiety and fear, and frees you from all that old stuff, those old beliefs that have been holding you back up till now. And you'll discover that inner joy, that beautiful wonder child that Michelle was always on about, the joyful self, so that you can live a fulfilled, balanced, playful life. You know, be happy in life. And you'll discover the secrets behind what's going on in the world that no one else is going to tell you about. So what's really happening and why this is such an important time in our history. You'll also join the superhero family, our loving, supportive community of like-minded souls just like you, who will want to connect with you personally to support you, to help you, and to create real friendships, you know, next level spiritual friendships that you might not have in your current life. You're also going to get our personal support for 6 months, Nick, Taylor, and myself, and Michelle. And no question is too big or too small. We actually support you, help you, listen to you for 6 months. And you'll receive the exact blueprint that's totally changed our lives and helped thousands of others from all over the world. We have superheroes in 15 different countries and counting, no matter where you are and what's going on. You'll also learn how to transition into the new paradigm and manifest the success, the money, and the life you want now in this current world with the economy the way it is. And unlike any other training that we know about, superhero training will work for you now when the money is flowing and the economy's as it is and people have still got credit cards and all those things. And it will also work for you when we move into the new paradigm, into the new reality, which we're co-creating, because there's a huge change happening, and I'm sure you're very aware of it. So here's what we want you to do next. Naturally, if you implement everything we've shared with you, you will see amazing results in your life and in your bank accounts. You know that this is a system that works. You've seen the results. And that's why we're inviting you to join this next round of the superhero training. We haven't opened this for about a year, so this is like brand new. We've only got 20 spaces left, and people are already filling up. You know, people have already been joining, and we've got new superheroes already, so you're already a bit late. Superhero training is going to help you become the ultimate you, discover and start living your true calling, make an impact through sharing your unique gifts. Because, you know, you're here to make an impact, to help others, attract wealth to you, meet your soul family, have that real support and connection in 6 months or less. So this is for you if you are ready to experience deep joy and happiness bubbling inside you because you're making a difference, and that deep peace and those higher states of consciousness. If you want to help the world by changing yourself and getting your message out, if you want to generate income and abundance through using your gifts, and if you want to release all that stress, worry, confusion, fear, overwhelm, negativity and all those other things. And if you want to have the best day ever, you know, create the life, the daily life that you love, and do all this in 6 months starting now, today, then this is specifically for you right now. And I know you're sitting there in front of your computer or listening on the phone. This is for you if you want to do all those things. So here's how we do it. Part one of Superhero Training is instant upgrades to your life. How to create up to 80 to 95% of your ideal life starting now. And one of the things that Michelle does straight away is that she actually talks to people, helps them make upgrades in their life right away. Next thing, part two, is understand the call of the times. What is really going on in the world right now? How can you align yourself so you can create abundance, success, and prepare yourself for what's coming next? Part three is letting go of everything that no longer serves you, releasing all the old patterns, the old negativity, all the guilt, shame, and fear, and all that old stuff that's lingering around, holding us back. Part four is about becoming the ultimate you. This is a superhero blueprint, the sevenfold path to success. There's a very specific formula that we talk about in Superhero Training. And then part five is, once you've, you know, developed these inner things, starting with yourself, then we create your superhero wealth blueprint by serving from your heart. So let's just talk about part one so you can clearly understand what you're going to get. Michelle, would you like to just talk about when you talk to people, what they get when they talk to you? And before you do, I just want to say that what we've noticed is that most people have untapped potential in them right now. And if they just, you know, if you just basically rearrange your life slightly, you know, just change a few little things, not big deal, you can feel massively better tomorrow or today. You know, a lot of the time we're just sitting on gold and we don't realize it. The first thing we do when someone joins Superhero Training is help them make enormous upgrades instantly, because a lot of this stuff is instant. So if you want to talk about that, Michelle, quickly, your first call with them.
Yeah, sure. So like Michael said, right after you join the training, before you actually get into the material, we have you go through a quick orientation process. And at the end of that, you get a laser coaching call with me. And during that call, I'll help you to see where you're really self-sabotaging so that you can free up your time and your energy and also start to live most of that life that you want right now. Because a lot of the times we're putting it off for these silly reasons. We think we have to be somewhere. And again, that's self-sabotage when we can more than likely start living that right here today, but you're not really aware of it. So in that session, I help you to see how you can make those upgrades. And then by starting to embody that and live that today, you get there a whole lot quicker than you would have if, you know, you tried to do it on your own or tried to figure it out. Because again, you probably would keep putting it off. Most of the time, you can just make the changes right here today and already start living it. I know from my own story, I was able to live like 90-95% of what I wanted. The last bit was moving. And you may not want to move, but I wanted to move. And so that took a few months for me to set that up. But even so, that was like 6 or 7 months. It was super fast, and it would have happened faster, but I was waiting for this this living situation to settle out. So anyway, the point that I'm getting at is that you can already start to live that right away, and then what that does is that sets you up to really kick the training off on the right foot, because you have the clarity, you have the focus, you know what you want, and you're already starting to live it. So that gets very exciting, because you're like, okay, this is like a victory, a small victory, and it's those small victories that lead to the larger one.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, it's like we're about instant results, you know. So first thing is like, how can we just get the change now? You know, like, let's not wait around 6 months. Let's just do it today. And why not? You know, now is the moment of power. So the first thing we do is just like a huge upgrade. Part two, once you've, you know, then you start feeling awesome because you've already like gone, oh, wow, actually my life's already great, you know, a huge change. Then we help you understand, okay, why is the world so crazy right now? What's going on? What's really happening here? Why are the things why is it the way it is, and how can you align your life, and how can you take advantage of all this chaos in the world? Because we're all going to have challenges. There's going to be weird things happening. There might be storms. There might be fires. There might be some economy problems. How can we use that? How can you use all these things so that you benefit from it, you know? Not profiting from people's misery. I don't mean that. But, like, how can you use your own life's challenges to ascend and to turn it around and make it the best thing ever? Because if you can do that, then your whole life is always going to be good, no matter how crazy it is. And that's, so we really go into that a lot, because, you know, we're not trying to say, oh, it's going to all be la-di-da-di, you're going to sit on the cloud playing your harp all day. You know, this is the real deal. So how can you turn all your challenges into massive blessings for you? Part three in training is about letting go of everything that no longer serves you. Letting go of everything that no longer serves you. And you might be cut off, by the way. I've just noticed that this webcast is possibly going to run out any minute. So if it does, just make sure you check out the email from us, where we'll give you access to where you can apply for the training. But anyway, stay tuned for now, and hopefully all will be well. So part three is about letting go what no longer serves you, because all those negative beliefs, emotions stuck in your body. So once you let go of those, you can feel light, happy, liberated, free, and feel like that sense of I'm home at last. I've finally arrived home in yourself. Finally, you've arrived home. Which is a truly priceless experience. And then you can obviously easily forgive yourself and everyone else who's ever done wrong and embrace a new life, a new reality of fearlessness. And you'll surrender your limited sense of I, you know, I'm not good enough and all that stuff. So you become limitless and open yourself to new possibilities and new ways of being. Limitless, limitless, limitless. You know, one of the teachers on TBR training is Joshua Benavides, who's called the Limitless Coach, and he teaches this stuff in that part of TBR training. We have a bunch of guest speakers who are experts teaching you as well. Part four is about becoming the ultimate you. It's the superhero blueprint. It's our signature superhero training program, where you upgrade your vision, your plan, your action, so you can magnetize your heart's true desires. You get really clear on exactly what you need to do, the steps, the processes. You become the ultimate you, so that you know that each and every step you're taking is actually directly moving you forward. So rather than worrying about what you're up to, every step is an upgrade. Every step is moving you towards your destination, and it feels really good now. So you're going to learn invaluable insights and over 100 years of personal experience between all of us, our personal experience, from leading edge teachers, including the good David Wolf, myself, Taylor Call, who was a landmark teacher and is just totally next level trainer, dealing with CEOs and people all over the world. Joshua Benavides, the Limitless Coach, Gerald O'Donnell, who's the leading expert in remote viewing and influencing, and plenty of other hidden gems who you'll find about in the training. We have tons of superhero guest professors, that's what we call them, superhero guest professors, so that you can upgrade every aspect of your life, get the most leading-edge information, most powerful tools that actually work. And you're also going to discover the deepest secrets from some of the world's most advanced yogis, avatars, and spiritual teachers. Some of these things that I've had to go to India and spend time with some of these very hard-to-reach people to learn some things that you never find in books. So you can go to the next level in your higher consciousness. You can awaken your spiritual power. And you can tap into a state of bliss that exists beyond this world. This is a different reality that you can tune into, a higher plane of existence. So you're going to learn some profoundly deep things that you won't find anywhere else. You're also going to get the sevenfold path of living in harmony with yourself. So you can be at peace with yourself, peace with your relationships, peace with your environment, peace with your culture, peace with your family. So we just help make sure you have complete harmony with everything. And you're basically getting the exact system that we've personally used to create real, long-lasting freedom, love, abundance, to become best-selling authors, to do massive service, helping people all over the world without selling it out. It's taken us a long time to put all this together, but we're very glad that we have this now so we can help you go through these profound transformations. So what's the investment for it? The earlier version of this program was $3,500, and it wasn't as good as what we have now. We've massively upgraded it, added a whole bunch of new stuff that's cutting edge. Nick Good, just so you know, he personally charges $1,000 an hour for his sessions. And this is a six-month group coaching plus all the training you can do in your own time, plus the community and leading-edge information. But we wanted to make this affordable, so we have some payment options. First payment is just $244 for 9 months. So this isn't something like $20,000 program. We've made this really, really, really easy for people to get. Second payment option is $350. It's just 6 months, and the pay in full price is $2,025. But because you're awesome, we wanted to give the first 10 people who joined this round access to this whole training for $1,497. So you can save $600 to $700. And just go to superherotraining.com/apply. superherotraining.com/apply. So yeah, here's what to do next. I mean, we haven't got that many spaces left, and this is it's not for everyone, but if you're up for it, then make sure you get on, because we're going to fill up for sure. So what to do next is to go to superherotraining.com/apply, which will get you there. Request an application. Remember, you can't actually just buy this directly. We need to make sure that you're, you know, the real deal and you're up for it. Nothing too heavy, but we want to make sure that you're someone who wants to make a difference and really cares about people. Then you'll fill in a short application online, and you'll receive a call from Michelle, where she just talks to you, makes sure that you're good to go, and then you'll get started in your adventure. It's very, very simple. And as you can tell, Michelle's very sweet and loving, and she just wants to make sure. What are you going to tell them about on the call, Michelle, when they phone you up and you talk to them?
Yeah, so that's a good thing, because, you know, sometimes you can think, oh my gosh, what is this conversation about? So it's a no-pressure conversation to basically find out what's going on for you and to make sure that this training is a good fit. That's why we have all these structures in place, where we have, you know, this call, and then we have the application process, because we want to make sure we get the right people on this training so it's supportive for everyone involved. So we'll just talk for about 20 to 30 minutes and find out if it's a good fit for you. And if it is, at the end of the call, I'll share with you how you can join. So it's just a matter of going to the website, filling out your application, chatting, and then from there, you can join us.
Exactly. And we've actually added a bunch of really cool things to the training that weren't there before just recently, because we found out other things people want. So if you want to become the ultimate you, you want to make an impact, sharing your gifts, your unique gifts, you want to attract wealth all in 6 months, and you want to experience inner joy and peace, have the best day ever, generate income by helping others, get rid of all that fear and worry and have the best day ever, then make sure you fill in your application. And of course, you know, there's a guarantee. If for any reason, you know, you apply this and it doesn't work for you and you're not feeling better, we'll give you a refund. You know, we actually haven't had any refunds from people so far. One person wanted a refund for some other reason, nothing to do with this. But apart from that, no one's actually had a refund from us because everyone has such powerful transformation. But we always want to say that so you know that you're safe and that we're the real deal and that you've got nothing to worry about. And here's what we've got that's even more awesome, just to share some brand new things that you're going to get when you join. We have just put together a How to Become a High-Paid Life Coach Sharing Your Expertise training. So whether you need this right now, whether you're going to use it after you've gone through the training and learned all these things, we're going to share the insider's methods to facilitating massive transformation in your clients so you can be a highly paid expert and charge premium prices for your advice and experiences. So this is invaluable training because, you know, like we talked earlier, coaching is this massive industry nowadays and lots of people want coaches. So if you have something you want to share, we'll teach you how to be a life coach and how to charge, you know, decent money for it. You know, you can be making thousands of thousands. You know, you could basically get one client and it pays your for the whole training. That'd be enough, you know, that's done. Also, we're giving away the 9 Breaths of Amazing Grace. So if you love the book Amazing Grace, Nick's done this added program. It's called the 9 Breaths of Amazing Grace that helps you basically go into that experience of amazing grace in 9 breaths. And he's done a very powerful program. So you can use your breath to experience amazing grace. Powerful, powerful program. We haven't let anyone have that for a while because we're only adding it to the superhero training. And also we found out a lot of people want to be authors, best-selling authors. So I've created a brand new, literally did this the other day, the 5 steps to become a self-published best-selling author in 60 days. So if you want the blueprint, then we'll give it to you. So you can become best-selling author in 60 days without paying tons of money up front or getting lost in annoying techie stuff. So if you've got a book you want to write and you want to get it up to bestseller status, then you're going to love this program we've put together. You're going to discover the easy way to write and publish your book so you can get your message out, help people, and get paid directly into your bank account. And by the way, when you set up books that people want, you can then, of course, have them buy your coaching as well, so you get paid that way. And if you'd love to get paid helping others all over the world, even while you sleep, then I've also given you the Do What You Love and Get Paid online business course. So you can learn how you can set up an online business, which is what we've done over the years, as well as coaching and all these things. So you can actually get paid in your sleep, reach people, and it just goes through a step-by-step process of setting up a website. How do you make it all make sense without, you know, it's actually pretty easy if you just follow it step by step so you can get paid in your sleep. So we're adding those bonuses to make sure that you can make money and, you know, it makes the investment basically irrelevant because you can make money back easily. And just a quick recap, what are you going to get? You're going to get the complete superhero training blueprint, which is 6 months of group coaching and personal support, plus the whole superhero step-by-step system, all the audios and videos and everything you need so that you can change your life and become the real deal and serve others. You're also going to get a bonus on how to become a high-paid life coach, and you're going to get the blueprint to become a best-selling author in 60 days. You're going to get how to do what you love and get paid online business course and the 9 breaths of Amazing Grace, special audio if you love Amazing Grace. Plus, you're guaranteed transformation. You know, like we said, try it out, go for it, see the results. And we have to give you a quick warning because Superhero Training has a 25-place limit. We've already signed up a load of people. They're already joining the training. People are signing up right now. And, you know, if you miss out, you miss out. So we just want to warn you that we don't want you to complain later, oh, sorry, I didn't fill in the application and all this sort of thing. You know, this is your chance. So you've got a 25. And the reason we have a limit, by the way, is not random. It's because we want to make sure we can actually answer everyone's questions, look after people. And if we have too many people, we can't show up for you. So that's why we have a limit. And to be quite honest, because of the value of this training, it's just way, 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 way more than we're charging here. We're going to be raising the price the next round of the training. So just realize that if you put this off, you might not get in because it's filled up, or if you do it later, it will cost you more money. So you've watched this whole presentation. You've listened to Michelle and myself. You've heard our stories. You know that you can discover your true calling and get paid. You know that this is a very rare and special opportunity just for a few souls who are the real deal. We'd love you to take advantage of this synchronicity. You've attracted us into your life. You've attracted this call into your life. You've attracted this training into your life. We love you. We actually do this because we care. Our whole life is about service. We've put together all these fantastic bonuses so you make sure that you make money. And all you've got to do now, if you're wanting to discover your life purpose, get paid, and meet cool people, then is just go to superherotraining.com/apply. Apply, then you get to talk to Michelle, then you get to join the training and start making those changes in your life. Wow, it's been intense. It's been a wonderful journey with you. Hope this has been helpful. Michelle, any last thoughts?
Last thought that's coming to mind is, from having gone through a lot of these programs, what can come up is initially we get a feeling inside that we want to do this, and then the longer that we put it off, the ego, the rational mind, starts to come into play and can psych us out from doing it. So I would say, if you're feeling that and you're excited and energized after listening to this call, to act on that. And if you're concerned about how it's all going to work out, any of that, just to listen to that inner guidance that you have and take that action. Because when you say to the universe, this is where I'm investing, then amazing things will come your way. I wouldn't be surprised if you get new clients, you get a promotion in your job, new opportunities come, because you are sending out a clear and powerful message that this is what you want now, you believe in yourself, and you are open to receive all of this coming in your life. So I just think it's really important to emphasize that. A lot of times we can self-sabotage and, you know, psych ourselves out, and we don't do it. But to listen to that subtle voice inside of you and to act on that, to trust yourself.
That's right. You know, now is the moment of power. And we would love to connect with you, you know, because, you know, there you are sitting there listening on the phone, and we're over here in Hawaii, and we want to talk to you, you know, and that's the whole point of this training. We get to connect, you get to ask questions, connect, go through the process. So it's a family. It's like a family. It's a tribe. So if you want to go for it, go for it now. Go for it now, because other people are going to filling this in. You know, go for it. If you want to do it, you've got dreams. You've got a life. You've got a destiny. You know, I'm amazed. Here I am sitting here looking over this beautiful river and this kind of jungle. You can probably hear the birds. You know, I'm like got my writer's desk and I've got my office, and I'm stoked. You know, I'm amazed. I'm kind of blown away every day that's even possible. And I wish someone had given me these things years ago. God, would have saved me so much stress and hassle and time. But, you know, it is what it is, and I've learned all these things. So we're all here, not just me, not just Michelle, but Nick, David Wolf, and all these people on the training who you're going to learn from. You're going to get personal support. So we'll leave it to you. It's your dreams, your life. If you're feeling it, go to superherotraining.com/apply, and Michelle will be talking to you very soon, won't you, Michelle?
Indeed I will.
All right, so well, have fun, have a beautiful rest of your day. I look forward to connecting with you personally soon in Superhero Training, and look forward to you. When people join our community, we always get everyone to welcome each other and, you know, say hi. And by the way, you don't have to be social if you don't want to. If you want to be more social, that's fine. If you want to do this in private, that's fine as well. So you can do it in your own style. I know everyone has their style. That's what we support. All right. thank you for listening, Michelle. Blessings, blessings. Always a joy to connect with Michelle. And we'll be talking to you guys very soon.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining us. All right, take care. Aloha.
Yay. Aloha.